This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian media report that 11 people have been killed, 4 wounded in a school shooting in the city of Kazan. Russia's state RIA Novosti News Agency reported the shooting took place Tuesday morning, citing emergency services. According to the Interfax News Agency, 2 gunmen opened fire in the school. One of them, a 17-year-old, has been apprehended. Local officials said some children have been evacuated from the school, but others remained in the building. Authorities said additional security measures were put into place in all local schools. Kazan is the capital of Russia's one region, which is roughly 700 kilometers east of Moscow. Police have opened a criminal investigation into the shooting. Israel has unleashed new airstrikes on Gaza, hitting the high-rise home of a Hamas field commander and 2 border tunnels dug by militants. Meanwhile, Hamas and other armed groups fired dozens of rockets toward Israel. The escalation was sparked by weeks of tension in contested Jerusalem. Since cross-border fighting erupted, 24 Palestinians, including 9 children, were killed in Gaza, mostly by airstrikes. The Israeli military said 15 of the dead were militants. And during the same period, Gaza militants fired more than 200 rockets toward Israel. A top World Health Organization official has strongly denied making false statements to Italian prosecutors about a spiked UN report into Italy's coronavirus response. Dr. Ranieri Guerra doubled down on his assertions in court documents obtained by the Associated Press. He was responding to prosecutors in northern Italy who placed him under investigation last month. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Monday that the coronavirus variant, first identified in India last year, was being classified as a variant of global concern, with some preliminary studies showing that it spreads more easily. The B.1.617 variant is the 4th variant to be designated as being of global concern and requiring heightened tracking and analysis. The others are those first detected in Britain, South Africa, and Brazil. The WHO has said that the predominant lineage was first identified in India in December, although an earlier version was spotted in October 2020. The variant has already spread to other countries, and many nations have moved to cut or restrict movements from India. The U.S. is expanding use of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to children as young as 12. The Food and Drug Administration announced Monday that the shot is safe and offers strong protection for younger teens based on testing of more than 2,000 U.S. volunteers. Shots could begin soon once a federal vaccine panel issues recommendations for using the vaccine in 12 to 15-year-olds. Most news is welcome for U.S. families struggling to decide what activities are safe to resume when the youngest family members remain unvaccinated. Mother's Day weekend met bigger crowds at U.S. airports. The Transportation Security Administration said its agents screened slightly more than 1.7 million people on Sunday. That is the highest number since March 2020, when travel was collapsing because of the coronavirus pandemic. The Pentagon acknowledged Monday that a U.S. Coast Guard ship fired about 30 warning shots after 13 vessels from Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Navy came close to it and other American vessels in the Strait of Hormuz. This is the second time within the last month that U.S. military vessels have had to fire warning shots because of what they said was unsafe behavior by Iranian vessels in the region. After a relative lull in such interactions over the past year, a Pentagon spokesman, John Kirby, said the warning shots were fired at the Iranian fast boats came as close as 150 yards or 450 feet of 6 U.S. military vessels, including the USS Monterey, that were escorting the guided missile submarine Georgia. U.S. Coast Guard Cutter Maui fired the warning shots from a 50-caliber machine gun before the Iranian vessels left. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.